Hi, this is Angela Marie Patnode, transformational coach and spiritual mentor. And today we're going through a guided meditation on opening the heart. And this can be one of the most beautiful meditations in accessing that openness and that spaciousness within our heart that wants to be expressed. And I'm excited to share that with you today and go on this journey with you. So let's start with a sitting position, and you can sit either in a chair or on the floor with your back leaning against a wall or naturally sitting upright. If you're in a chair, have your legs uncrossed and your feet grounded to the floor. And if you're sitting on the floor, you can have your legs crossed in a comfortable position and your spine fairly straight. And let's begin by closing the eyes and having the chin level with the floor. Relaxing into the cushion or the seat that you're in. Then we'll start with a deep inhale into the body. And a slow exhale, relaxing and releasing into the body. And taking another deep inhale in. And with the exhale, relaxing the shoulders on the torso. And allowing the breath to breathe itself as it moves in and it moves out. Bring the awareness to the top of the head, relaxing the face and the jaw, softening the neck and the shoulders, moving down the spine, relaxing the spine and the hip bones. Bring your awareness down your legs, relaxing the knees, the shins, and the feet. And take a moment to notice your little toes and thank them for their presence as a part of your body. And bring that awareness back up from your toes through your knees, your hips, your spine, and down your arms, relaxing your elbows and your hands. And then bring your awareness to your heartbeat. And bring your awareness to your breath. And notice how the breath feels as it enters the nose, and notice how it feels as it exits the nose. And when your mind wanders, bring it back to the breath with compassion and kindness. And now imagining in your mind's eye and in your heart somebody that you love unconditionally, or a being. It could be a pet or it could be a child. And you imagine them in front of you or sitting with you. And you notice if they're a being, what they look like. They're a little person, a child, or an adult. You notice what they look like, what they're wearing, And if they're a pet, you notice what color their fur is, what their face looks like. And you notice how you feel in their presence. And you notice what you love about them. And you feel your heart expanding and opening as you're around that being, even thinking about them. And then imagine opening your heart in the same way to yourself, accepting and embracing all of who you are as you are, unconditionally, as you do this other being. And then bring your awareness back to this being that you love unconditionally. And you allow the heart to open even further, how much you love this being and what you feel in the presence of this being. And then you return that same openness, that same unconditional love to yourself. And just notice what your experience is. It's okay if the heart closes in imagining giving this love to yourself, or if it opens. Either way is okay. It's just noticing what's present. And then bring your awareness back to that being that you love unconditionally. And then you think of a friend. You want to give that same love to. You want to open your heart to and expand and give to them what's in your heart. And imagine your heart opening to this person. Opening into all that they are, just as they are, without wanting them to be any different. And then imagine perhaps someone that you're challenged by. Could be a parent, or someone that you've worked with, or an old friend. And imagine seeing them just as they are. Imagine seeing the goodness that's within them, the desire that they have to be loved and accepted, the truth that they're just doing the best that they can with what they have. And if you notice your heart closing, come back to that being that you love unconditionally, to remind your heart of what that's like to open. And then bring your awareness back to that one person again that you're challenged by. And imagining an opening to the possibility of accepting this person as they are. And opening your heart. And then come back to your heart space. Come back to your breath. And then imagine in your heart space, You have a candle that's burning. There's a candlelight in there, and it's filling up the space of your heart. Notice the color of it and the glow. And then imagine that candlelight extending out into your body, to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, and to the top of your head. And then imagine that candlelight extending out beyond your body into the space that you're in, to each corner of the room. And then imagine that candlelight extending out beyond the room and beyond the house or the space you're in, out into the community. And imagine that light extending through people that you know and people that you don't know. But that light continues to expand. And you notice it wanting to reach to the north, and it wants to reach to the east, and to the south, and to the west, as far as it's ready to reach. And sitting in that space of warmth, coming back into the body, bringing your awareness to the breath, noticing the breath moving in through the nose and out through the nose. And then bringing the hands to the heart with palms together, saying a loving kindness prayer for ourselves. May I be free from suffering, and may I have peace and joy. And may all beings be free from suffering, and may all beings have peace and joy. Bringing the palms to the lap, thanking yourself for taking the time to sit, to be with you, connect within, and open your heart. It's a gift to yourself and to the world. Wishing you joy and happiness. Namaste.